God's will is for you to be sanctified and that you would abstain from fornication. You say, what's fornication? I'll tell you what fornication is. That's a man and a woman sleeping together before they're married. That's fornication. And God said, it is my will that you would abstain from the filthiness of fornication, the wicked sin of fornication. You say, why are you preaching against fornication? I'll tell you why. Because we live in a day where fornication is commonplace and normal. Young people that are growing up, teenagers that are growing up right now, they think it's no big deal if they commit fornication. Even in church, it's put forth as this, well, it's a sin, but you know, we're all sinners, right? Right, we are all sinners, but not all of us commit the sin of fornication. You say, oh, all sin's equal. Oh, really? Do you think I sinned yesterday? I'm sure I did. I'm not, I mean, even just a bad thought is a sin. Right? Even just not doing something that I should have done, that's a sin. To him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. But let me ask you something. Do you believe that I'm qualified to stand up and preach right now on Sunday morning because I committed a sin yesterday? Of course, because every man who stands behind every pulpit in America is a sinner. But let me ask you something. If I committed fornication yesterday, if I committed adultery yesterday, would I be qualified to stand behind the pulpit this morning and preach? Absolutely not. So don't give me that junk. Don't give me that garbage. That all sins the same. Well, really, is that why God put the death penalty on some sins? Some sins he just put a beating. Some sins he put a fine financially. And some sins, there's no criminal penalty put on them. Now, we know that any sin will send you to hell. That's the truth. But I'm going to tell you something. Not all sins equal. And if you think it is, then you've listened to somebody's rhetoric too long. And you need to study your Bible. I'm going to tell you something. Fornication runs rampant in this country. This country is filled with uncleanness. See, the opposite of purity, the opposite of being clean and keeping your body clean is uncleanness, fornication, sinning against your own body by committing an act with a woman that's not your wife. That's what I'm talking about. And I'm talking about men and women who live together that aren't married. They're fornicators. It's a wicked sin. You say, well, it's just the two of us. Then get married, for crying out loud. You see, there was a day when in this country and in this world where fornication was deemed wicked and ungodly and a shame that was not even spoken of. And now it's just normal. It's depicted on television. You know the television that you watch where you watch people commit fornication? You say, no, I don't watch those X-rated videos. Oh, I know. You just watch them. They go into a bedroom. They kiss each other. The lights go out. And all of a sudden it's the next morning and they're eating breakfast. What do you think they did? They committed fornication and you're showing it to your children. Oh, there was no nudity. You watch people depicted going on a date. It's the first date. They come home. All of a sudden, they're kissing. The lights go out. The next morning, they wake up and have orange juice and toast and scrambled eggs together. What do you think they're doing? You say, you're crazy. No, you're crazy. If you think that you're going to come to Faithful Word Baptist Church and that we're going to give you some kind of a sugar-coated little soft soap message, hey, you're going to come here, you're going to hear old-fashioned preaching, or you can go anywhere you want in this city and find the other kind of preaching. Whatever you want to call it. You say, preach on love. Hey, that was last Sunday night. Where were you? That was Wednesday night. We're preaching all about Jesus. Preach on Jesus. Well, were you here on Wednesday night? It was John chapter 12. It was nothing but Jesus. I mean, hey, if you've been here for the last 12 weeks on Wednesday nights, it's been Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Because it's the book of John. Jesus on Wednesday. Then next Wednesday, it'll be Jesus again. Come this Wednesday, we'll be in John 13. It's all about Jesus. You come on Sunday morning, and I'm preaching about the old paths. I'm going to rebuke you and tell you that I'm going to point out the sins of this country and the sins of this nation. You say, well, why do you preach that way? Jeremiah preached that way. We just read that whole... Were you sleeping during that chapter that we read? I thought that was pretty clear. And so I'm talking about old-fashioned purity, cleanliness. I'm talking about living a clean and holy life. Hey, have some pride and respect in yourself not to just defile your body with one person after another. Girls, men alike, hey, learn how to possess your vessel in sanctification and honor. You know there's a certain honor that comes from being a virgin when you're married? Did you know that? That's an honorable thing. Did you know that there's an honor that comes from not sleeping around? Did you know that anybody can go sleep around? And these days, they're sleeping around when they're 11 and 12 and 13 and 14. God help us. It's a shame. It's dishonorable. It's unclean. It's dirty.